Good morning. We'll begin the press conference with Sergio Ramos, please. As always, one question per person. We'll ask you to identify yourselves and your medium. I think it's very positive that we have great coaches, and especially that we have a lot of experience in great competitions, and Ancelotti is one of the best coaches in the world. And for us, it's a guarantee, and it's fortunate that we have him as a coach, because you can learn a lot from him, and he can also provide us with titles and championships, which is, at the end of the day, what we want. But besides the titles, I think that what we need to know is that we need to understand perfectly well what he's trying to get out of us, so that we can give our best, and that way we can have a better year. Hi, Sergio, to your right. It seems that the mind is a little bit on the bitter side. I'm not sure if it's the philosophy of El Mister, that the environment seems a little more relaxed. Well, it's obvious that when there's a new coach, everything seems to be a little bit more peaceful in that sense. You can appreciate the tranquility, but you can also appreciate that desire, that effort of each one of the players, and the competition, the inner competition is great, it's enormous, and that is great for all of us. It's clear to me that we can transmit tranquility and protect tranquility and certainty, but at the same time, I think that a fight, that inner competition to earn a spot, a starting spot, it's very obvious for us. It's, as I said before, a tremendous happiness to have a coach like Carlo Ancelotti, because we can learn so much. And, you know, at the time when he'll have some difficulties choosing the right players to start, that'll be great.
JD Cruz, de Backstage, de aquí Los Ángeles.
¿Me puede usted decir qué es lo que sabe usted acerca de este club al que enfrentarán este jueves? Algunos de los jugadores y alguna información específica que conoce de los jugadores. Well, I think that Galaxy is always and has always been the reference or the team to reference in the United States, and in that sense, they have two titles earned, and for us, it's always a good thing to face great teams from here, because to prepare our season, we'd like to face the best so that we can arrive at our championship in the best way possible, and in that sense, our reference of them has always been Donovan, then Davis, who's no longer with them, but Robbie King also is one of those players that creates or projects a difference. I think the most important thing is to prepare those games very well, because we have a very long season and we would like to be prepared for it.
Sergio
Mercho Ruiz.
You
have found a team that's pretty much changed, players that have left. Pipi Higuaín has also left. And we're talking about Bale. I'd like to know what you think of the new team. Do you think that the incorporation of Bale is a necessary incorporation, specifically because of the price? I don't know if you think that it's pretty crazy, that prices they're talking about. Well, in that sense, I think that the price of the players at the end of the day is set by the market. In that sense, from my own personal point of view, it's not my point, it's not my place to see if he needs to come to the team or if the registrations are closed or if the team needs another player. What I do think is that it is important to bring young people, people from our own nationality within a team as Real Madrid. I think that having a national base is really important, and at the same time, it provides us with great happiness to have great players like Real Madrid has always had along its illustrious history. I think the mixing of veteran players as well as young players is a great philosophy, not only as a team, but in providing for the young people. for some of us who have been here for so many years facing up to the challenges. And in that sense, those who are in a position to decide will leave us, you know, our job to do. I think they have to work that out with Carlo. They must decide whether they need more players. Hello, Sergio, to your left over here. I wanted to ask you regarding the difference. Well, actually, how was your relationship with Mourinho at the end? How was your goodbye? What are you guys working mutually? Did you give him a hug? And if the team needed a new environment, maybe the team needed some oxygen. Well, I think that from the past, there's very little to say. I think that the only thing that I want to say is that I'm not a person who holds a grudge. I think I'd rather keep with the best that I lived and that I learned from a great coach like Mourinho. And I think that we come to the conclusion, positive conclusion, that that what we face in Real Madrid, we will always give him, always wish for him the best. Now we have a new coach, and I think that talking about the previous coach would be a lack of respect for Ancelotti. So I'll just repeat, I'm telling you what all I have to say is that every day I wake up ready to learn, wanting to learn, like I did at the beginning with the previous coach. Hello, Sergio. Antonio Martín. I wanted to ask you, you are a great symbol for Madrid as well as for Spain's national team. What aspects of your game do you think you need to better in order to become one of the greatest in history? Well, it's clear to me that there are always things that can be improved on. Today, I consider myself a player who has given his everything. Obviously, sometimes you have better years than others, but regarding that, I always wake up, like I said before, with the hope of growing and continue growing as a professional, as a person, and the ideal team for that is Real Madrid. And I have been under the best coaches and along with the best players, and I can always learn much, much more. In that sense, I think that all the players should be always optimistic in that sense and wanting to better themselves in every aspect. I consider myself within, you know, reasoning, a great player, but that's something that people will decide. I can only give you my humble opinion in that sense, and to keep my mind young, just like the first day that I got here.
Martin
Horsitz, esto será en inglés. ¿Cuál es su opinión de Arcón Norrisco hasta el momento y qué espera de él? Si funciona.